Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Be thou glorified. Breathe upon the service tonight. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Greet somebody and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Please be seated. I welcome everyone here tonight. And I believe that you will not live here the same way in Jesus' name. We are in the days of the almighty acts of God. And I believe He would walk in your life. Just very quickly as a note, our work is so versatile, very, very highly demanding. We have calls almost 24 hours round the clock, to the point where some people have asked whether we sleep at all. This afternoon, one of us here, General, reached to me talking about some people in Makurdi, an oxygen, and they wanted to have my number so they can reach me to pray for them. So I told him, you send me their number and I will pray for them. He did. I called once, it rang through, then I called again, and then I prayed with them. Very many times my PA, Sylvester, will call from America. Text messages from all over the world. Somebody is in distress. Somebody is here. Somebody is there. And what is the majority of them? I'll tell you. Send me their number and I will call them. 100% of the cases, they send me their number and I will call them almost on the spot. That's how intense it is. At times we have a quickening also. Give the Lord, if you want to. And I will call them with my number. I think it's the opposite. It is, I cannot remember one occasion where they say someone was sick. I called you, right? Where they say someone was sick. And I say, let's talk about it later. Not one. In the midst of a crowd, they say, oh, people are waiting, but there's someone there is gasping, or someone with a cancer. So they say, let's go. Times in the car, parked outside. So that is how our operation is. There are also occasions we have been quickened by the Spirit to make a call. One day I called a family in the UK. And the woman said to me, what made you to call now? I said, I feel led to call. He said, their son is just breathless right now. He's battling for life right at this call. Prayer was made and that child jerked back. Somebody give the Lord the praise. One woman who has been in this church for almost 15 years, she went to the Solomon Business School. She says she has received my call or spoken to me three or four times during these 15 or so years. And everyone was at a junction of major decision. One of those junctions was a divorce junction. Herself and her husband were in crisis. And then, here comes. And then a second time, and then a third time. So this is how it happens. Every time you either call and your call is responded to, or you receive a call, is a privilege that must never be abused. And we must ensure that we don't share, whether in testimony or any form, that makes it look like I am special. Please bear that in mind. Or to make anybody feel like, okay, what of me? I don't have a call. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Every single one of us, we are special in the sight of God. And God can use any avenue to meet our need. And most of the greatest concentration of the needs met is right in the course of the service. So I wanted us to know that. So that privileges of receiving or releasing a call, or a text message response. Now, I just checked my email Right now, I have over 9,000 unresponded mails. 9,000. If I check the text message, her own text message is 14,000 that she cannot respond. What of mine? You may help me count my own. Mine is always more than hers. Be honest. Not that you don't want to respond, but you don't know where to start from. So you just get led to step here or there, and then just go. And then at times I carry the phone. I say, Lord, you know all the questions here. Please help me answer all of them. Praise the Lord. That is how drastic and serious the matter is, so that privileges, opportunities, and all of that can be handled very, very carefully and very respectfully, and also respectful to other people. And I believe the Lord will help us. Lift up your hands, and I pray for everyone seated here today. I decree in the name of Jesus, divine help, divine visitation, mercy be your portion. In the name of Jesus, everyone who is here tonight, in any form of expectation, I declare your expectation become your manifestation. Give the Lord a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. James chapter 5 verse 16, and let's proceed tonight very sharply. James 5, 16 and 17, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed endlessly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I am speaking on keys and secrets of effective prayer. The keys and secrets of effective prayer. The objective tonight is to understand secrets, like it is, and keys to effective and resultful praying. Effective and resultful praying. Effective and resultful praying. By way of introduction, to every success in life, there are secrets. For every door, there are keys. To every success, there are secrets. For every door, there are keys. And for every product, there is a process. Manufacturing has its process. So if you want success, look for the secrets. If you want to enter into a door, look for the key. If you want to get at a product, look at the process. And so if our desired product is effective prayer, there is a required process. There are secrets. So tonight, the preaching is not much. This is what we have done throughout the whole month. What are the keys or secrets of effective, impactful, and resultful praying? Effective, impactful, and resultful praying. What are the secrets? Number one, if prayer must be impactful,
If prayer must be resultful, if prayer must be effective, number one, possess light. Possess light. Psalm 43 and in verse 3, he says, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them bring me to your holy hill. Let them bring me into your tabernacle. Hosea chapter 14 and in verse 2. In Hosea chapter 14 and in verse 2, he said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. John chapter 15 and in verse 7. John 15 and in verse 7. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, light, the possession of light is key to answer in prayer. What does light do? Number one, light ushers us into God's presence. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. That is, do you want to come? Come with word. Number two, light is fuel for faith. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Light. Number three, light imparts might in case fight is needed. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The energy to rise comes from light. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. When it was time to go to the nations, and the enemy wanted to put forth resistance here or there, before I ever traveled out of Nigeria, I had visa. That is 20 something years ago, that could give me access to several countries of the world. I faced the work. I had no time to travel. Visa expired. When it was time to travel, the enemy wanted resistance because he knew what the impact of the fire would be where we were going. So I looked for light. In Isaiah chapter 43, 45 verse 1. And he said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed Paul Enenche, whose right hand I have holding, I will subdue nations before you. I will loose the loins of kings. We go everywhere and kings surrender. To open before him the two-lift gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. There is no nation of this world that has iron gate that is big enough to be broken and cut in sunder the bars of iron. That is big enough not to be broken. With this light, every door opened. UK, US, everywhere. Because the one who has the key that opens and no man shuts Faith that will walk before you and break open the doors. And when that happened, it became impossible. Thank you, Lord, because the gate is open. We step into this open gate. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. We went to America some time back, and the customs officer that was supposed to check our luggage looked at me and said, "Are you the one I see all the time on television?" See, and I like your dance. He began to move his leg. And he wants to take a snapshot with me. Right at the airport. Luggage checking cancelled. Just be on your way. All I'm interested in is to snap with you. So, at the place, you see, you don't pray with sentiment, you pray with light. You don't get answered on the grounds of pity. Somebody told God, "Lord, if you give your beloved sleep, then my sleep cannot be filled with nightmares." It was claimed that one of our children was born with a congenital defect. A big, major congenital defect. The one that will affect and arrest growth and threaten life. Consultant pediatrician confirmed it. When they came to tell me, I said to them, the word said, every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. And children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. If children are gifts from God, and when God gives a gift, it is perfect, then nothing can be imperfect in this child. That diagnosis disappeared less than 12 hours. It disappeared in less than 12. Am I right? It couldn't reach the next day. Somebody say light. In the name that is above every name, I speak light over your life today. Light over your life today. There are lands now and properties they are begging us to buy now that we are not sure if we have the use for. Yes, they're building somewhere. I said, these people are building for us. Earlier on, we asked for the land, they refused to sell. I said, okay, they are now building for us. They are begging us to buy now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I have the mentality that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If God has it, and you are holding it as a caretaker, and God needs it, you can't keep it. So anytime when next you are planning to pray on any subject, don't rush to pray. Rush for light. Rush for light first. Just go through the scripture. What does the word of God say on this matter? What is the Bible saying? If you need to pick tapes, you pick the tapes. If you need to locate the materials written on that, you locate it. And then settle down for light. When you have adequate light, then explode. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Possess light. Number two, know your right. It's almost the same as possess light. Know your right. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things that are revealed belong unto us. So you must know what belongs to you and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Know your right. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. The Bible said, Paul the apostle speaking said, and now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up
and to give you your inheritance among all them which are sanctified. To give you your inheritance. 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 There is something that belongs to you in God. If you know it, your prayer journey is a walkover. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. It was a right that the prodigal son knew in Luke chapter 15 verse 11 to 12 that took him to his father. He knew his right. He said a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. My portion. I know there is something you have that is mine. I am not asking you to give me what is not mine. I am asking you to give me what is mine. What does the knowledge of your right do for you? One, the knowledge of right imparts the boldness to ask. That was what happened to the prodigal son. It imparts the boldness to ask for what is yours. You know your right in God. You know what is yours in God. The boldness to ask is imparted. That was Luke chapter 15 verse 11 and 12. For example, I know that God called me into ministry as like I know anything else. I also know that the one who called me is the one who pays me. He appointed 70 also. So it's an appointment. People have appointment later. He appointed 70 also. Luke chapter 10, and he said, go into the city before I come. He appointed. So I am on an appointment. And every appointment has its terms. He said, when I sent you without scrip or post, did you lack anything? And they said, they lacked nothing. That takes my eyes off members for sustenance. That takes my eyes off even church for sustenance. That connects my eyes to my caller who pays me. He pays me. I went to Lagos to preach some time ago to university campus. The offering they gave me was not even up to what flew me to come. I gave it back to them. And I said, you know what? I sold this back to you because I was conscious and the Lord just spoke to me. They didn't call you. I called you. Anywhere you minister on my behalf worldwide, I pay you for it. I've gone to South Africa and preached and come back without an honorarium. Whether the person forgot or is looking for who to use. No airfare going, no airfare coming. We footed our bill going and coming. And he escorted us to the airport and said, bye. Traveled all the way to Germany. The same story. Fed my way going and fed my way coming. I don't want to mention that one. That's not it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the caller has never failed. And the truth is that our testimonies we can't share. Otherwise, some people may just finally die. Even some people in church may get angry. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Why? Because I knew he called me. The caller called me. In area one days, somebody sent his officer from somewhere. He said, take it to that pastor. I have never met that man in my eyes. I had never met him. He sent his officer to bring me a priestly gift in
five zeros of forex. Then, six figure of forex. And I didn't know him. He was not even directly under, sitting under the covering of the ministry. He had another church. The Lord said to me, your pay can come from anywhere in the world. Just be faithful to the work. So when I preach, I don't look at anybody's face. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's all a portion of knowing what is your right in God. You shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and water and take sickness from you. So if I am serving, he will be taking it away. Even if you are a soldier and you walk the way we are walking, under 2 weeks you must collapse. Do you know that there are some soldiers on sentry standing that just collapse? Under 2 weeks, I mean, you must. Yesterday we were in Lagos after healing and deliverance service. We're in redemption camp, we're with Daddy Gio. Return back for commanding the day midnight prayer. Here we are, journey continues. Tomorrow is night vigil. Somebody say amen. At times, those who are living. So, when you know your right, you go before God in prayer. The knowledge of your right, number two, or B, imparts you the might for a fight. Have I said that? If necessary, when you know your right, you are ready to fight for it. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and in verse 24. Deuteronomy 2 and in verse 24. The Bible said, rise up. Take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Possess it, contend with him in battle. It is yours. The land is yours. It's in the hand of somebody else. Possess it and contend with him in battle. Possess light. Know your right. When the South Africans knew their right, that this is their fatherland, but some people came from somewhere to rule over them in their own land, it led to a protracted fight that brought them into rulership. All truths are parallel, as it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. Possess light. Go through the scripture, and the light will actually cause you to know your right. Number three, act in faith. Light and the knowledge of your right should make you to act in faith. Act in faith is actually, bracket means pray in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. James chapter 1 verse 5, all the way to verse 6. James 1, 5 to 6. The Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. I think that is verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave that is on the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And then Mark chapter 11 verse 23, he said, in Mark 11, 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, he shall not doubt in his heart. What does faith do for us? Number one, faith moves God into action in the line of your faith. Faith moves God into action in the line of faith. Why is that so? You can put this under this point. That God is pleased when he is believed. And he is pained when he is doubted. When you believe him, you please him. When you doubt him, you give him pain. And when you please him, you move him to action. God is pleased when he is believed. And he is pained when he is doubted. Faith moves God into action. That's Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. And secondly, faith is praying, is acting from a victory standpoint. When you are in faith, you are in the standpoint of victory. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. You are in faith. Faith says that is the word of God. And if it is the word of God, I believe it. Faith says I will act on it. Faith says I will make demands on this matter. And it must come to pass. That is faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. When this sanctuary was being built, 10 days to the dedication, 10 days, we needed money, 9 figures, to complete. 10 days to the dedication. We had a reserve that was in 7 zeros. But we needed 9-figure amount to finish up. Pastor E. Adebo is coming. Pastor Bishop David Adebo is coming. Maurice Cerullo is coming. Everybody is coming. Vice President has been invited. Former President. None of them came. How do we tell all these people now that 24th of November, 2018, should be shifted? There was no way we can tell all these people. So the accounts office came. We have so much amount for the conclusion before the place can be ready for dedication. What do we do? Should we pull that reserve? And I said, no, that reserve is not even enough to do anything. So leave it there. It wasn't up to anything to do anything. There, just leave it there. We are going to trust God for raw money within these 10 days for that 9-figure amount to arrive within these 10 days. You are trusting God for what is not your monthly or 2-monthly income or more. To come under 10 days. And in my mind, I am not the owner of the house. Is the owner of the house lacking money? The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He owns the universe. He owns everything. Why should he be looking for money to finish his house? And I am not the one building this house. Even if somebody is mad, will he build this kind of house as a residence? Three football feet to live inside. It crazy. Or do you want to play football in the house? It's not mine, it is his. I'm sure they were looking at me like, what kind of crazy man is this? I said, it is done. Thank you, Lord, for supplies. It overcame self. By the time the dedication was completed, that money was spent with change.
with but that is raw faith for supernaturals of raw faith. Went to Port Harcourt this year. It was the first crusade of the year. I said, Lord, we are going for this crusade this year. You are the owner of the universe. You control the weather. You control the climate. All I want is that no rain shall fall to confirm to me that you want us to do crusade this year. You are talking that in a rainy season in a rainy belt. Rain fell. Plenty till Wednesday. Even when we landed Port Harcourt on Thursday, the cloud was like he wants to cry. It has gathered tears. I don't know what offended it. The tears were on the eye like this. As I arrived at the airport, I looked up. I saw thick cloud. Dark. I was so calm. I said the dropping of one drop of this rain today is your confirmation to me that no crusade this year. My wife said, are you threatening God? I said, no. It's not a threat, it's only a confirmation. You just confirm to me that we are to go ahead with it. Because it is your work I am doing. Then you allow the elements to spoil it. When the rain is falling, those who should come for the altar call won't come for the crusade. They will return back home. Those who should be here with us. And then why will I be struggling to make God walk? The cloud dried. Even the hangover followed the Apostle Crusade. Rain till the day. And then after the day, today it rained almost the whole day. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So it is very, very important for us to possess the light, to know your right, and then to act in faith. That faith moves God into operation, and the faith causes you to function from a victory standpoint at the place of prayer. Number three, and my alarm is ringing again the second time. All right, let's round off. Number four, for effective prayer, number four, live right. Live right. James chapter 5 verse 16 to 17. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer, not of an unrighteous man. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2. 59, 1 to 3 said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. He will not hear. There is something blocking your access and blocking the audience of God for you. And that is called your iniquities. Psalm 66 and in verse 18, Psalm 66 and in verse 18, the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Lord will not hear me. The Lord will not hear me. And so it is very, very important to approach God on the basis of right. Two things you must understand. Number one, that unrighteousness denies man access to an audience with God. It denies man access to an audience with God. It denies man access to God, denies man audience with God. God
I'm not hearing. You lie too much. You cheat too much. I'm not hearing. You are too proud. You are too arrogant. Your pride cannot, I cannot tolerate your proud, your pride. You are too bitter. You are too hateful. You talk about people so much. Your conscience is not clear. You are too impure, too unholy. You watch bad movies so much.
Many years ago, I believe it was in the Rewan church then, many, many years ago, 21 days fasting. We'll do the fast, finish praying in the evening, and the young man and young lady will go to their house and break their fast in another form. That was 21 days wasted. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about what somebody told me. I'm talking about interaction. So what's it? What kind of thing is this? It's either you stop the fast or you stop the sin. The two can't go together. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking of people who are under oppression. Because I know of people who say, I will do 3 days dry fasting and the demon of masturbation will come and I will masturbate again. That's not what I'm talking about. That's an oppression. It's an oppression that needs to be dealt with. I'm talking of somebody living the way they want and still trying to, I don't know, whether to bribe God with some actions. No. It denies. One of the worst things that can happen to anybody is to maintain a conscience that is defiled, a conscience that is unclear. If you sleep, you err, and you ask for mercy, it's possible. But that is your realm of life. Lying, cheating, duping, causing harm and hurt. So it's a waste of time. Unrighteousness denies people access to an audience with God. That was Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1 to 2. And number 2, unrighteousness deprives man boldness at the place of prayer. There is a boldness necessary at the place of prayer. When you are praying and you are not begging, you are not apologizing, you have a stand that is concrete. Unrighteousness. When your conscience is defiled, your boldness is denied. Proverbs 28 and in verse 1. He said, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Righteousness deprives man boldness at the place of prayer. When your conscience is defiled, your boldness is denied. Hallelujah. Finally, number 5. So we dealt with light. Right. Okay. Know your right. Possess light. Act in faith. Live right. The first right is different from the second right. I'm sure you understand that. And then, number 5, possess a fight. You must be equipped with the spirit of a fighter. Possess a fight. Go to the place of prayer, not beggarly, not cowardly, but possessing a fight. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 10 all the way to verse 18. Ephesians 6, 10 all the way to verse 18. The Bible said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle, just that it's not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle. But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith,
wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And this is the climax of the fight. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer is a fight. That is why he puts it as a weapon. It's a fight. It's not a play. It's a fight. Pray it always. No wonder the same Paul the Apostle who said praying always said, fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12, 6:12. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight. You must possess the fighter's mentality. Job chapter 14 verse 14. Job showed us his fighting spirit. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. I am ready to fight this matter until everything changes in my life. Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24 to 28, we saw the fight of Jacob. And Jacob was left alone, and they wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Somebody say prevailed. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Three things I want you to know. Number one, faith is a fight. And faith is key to answered prayer. It's a fight. So you must, to walk in faith, you must possess a fight. Because the devil will try to resist what you are believing God for. Faith is a fight. And it's not physical, it's just being brutal. It's bulldog tenacity. Stick to itiveness. Refusal of easy give up ability. Have you heard that English before? Easy give up ability. Hallelujah. Second thing to learn is that to win, you must fight. Nobody wins without a fight. Nobody. As a prince, has thou power with God and men, and you have prevailed. That is, you have won because you decided to fight. Genesis 32, 28. To win at the place of prayer, you must agree to fight. Finally, it takes a fight not to end as a victim. Having done all to stand, stand. It takes a fight not to end as a victim of ancestral curses. It takes a fight not to end as a victim of generational curses. It takes a fight not to end as a victim of the societal climate. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud and say amen. Once in a while, I've been in the midst of things that looks like a plague. Everybody's eye is red. I just look like that. I've been in such things. Everybody is running tummy. Everybody. And I just made up my mind. I refuse to crumble under this fight. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once we're in the university, everybody was having conjunctivitis. And they were scratching their eye, and eyes were red. And suddenly I started feeling like scratching my eye. I said, what's happening? I opened the eye for the devil. Not here. It dried on the spot. It disappeared on the spot. It's a fight. It is not permitted to persist if you will resist. Whatever is not resisted will persist. So it's a fight. So you go to the place. You see, there are some people. They carry out some abnormal action. When you say, let us go before God and appreciate Him for His goodness and mercy. Put their hand in their pocket. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. You are such a faithful, miracle-working God. Instead of going on their knees or taking a position of reverence or whatever, but not but definitely not hand in the pocket. Am I communicating? It can be hands lifted. It can be another position. That is an inappropriate posture for that prayer. Then you say, take authority over every ancestral demon of your father's house. Say, in the name of Jesus, every devil fighting. Every devil in my father's house. That is not the appropriate posture. You are on your feet roaring like a lion. Hey! I take authority over every tormenting force. You are not kneeling. That time is not, you are addressing a devil. You are not on your knees bowing for a devil. You are on your feet roaring like a lion. Stand up on your feet. Let me give you 10 minutes fight. In tongues. My little girl had fever, neonate, under 8 days. Dr. Mrs. Becky and Encher did everything medically for fever to go. Fever refused to go. I said, bring me the baby. I laid her on my chest. I said, you can go and rest. It was fire versus fever. By the time I pressed the fire into the fever for a couple of hours, temperature was normal. We both equilibrated. Both of us came to normal body temperature. Handed the baby over to the mother without no medication. Father. Mother, take your baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of you young ladies, may God help you not to get the man that will throw your child back to you if he has problems. Go and meet your mother. Men can easily do that. Go and meet your mother. The child didn't do well. Say your child took last in class. If the child took first, say my son came first in class. That is not goodness of masculinity. It's badness. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray for the next 10 minutes? So the first thing you are going to do, if you are going to win in prayer, what do you possess? Light. Next thing you do, what do you know? You're right. The top thing you do, what is that? Act in faith. The fourth thing is what? Live right. Don't sleep over unconfessed sin. Don't sleep over guilt. And number 5, possess a fight. Anybody ready to fight today? Anybody ready to fight today? Let's do that fight for the next 10 minutes globally everywhere. One thing about this is that we are doing it all together, so it's an agreement in the spirit. And we are going to take authority over every satanic agenda. Our scripture is the same. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 all the way to verse 18. That's our scripture. We are dealing with principalities and powers and the forces of darkness and every agenda from the pit of hell. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father, I come before you today. I thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus,
I step up at the place of prayer to dismantle every agenda of principalities, of powers, of rulers, of the wickedness of this world. In the name of Jesus, I dissolve, I dismantle every witchcraft altar, occultic altar, every marine altar, every ancestral altar, every generational power, every power of darkness arrayed against your plan and your purpose for my life, for my family, for the church, for dynamics, for the members, for everyone connected, related, associated, for our nation. Mention the name of your nation, Nigeria, and every agenda of hell against our lives and our land. We dismantle by the power of the Spirit now. Now lift your hands for the sake of those who are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. With this, if there's no speaking in tongues, when I say now, and I say in the name of Jesus, receive the fire, you open your mouth and begin to you will understand later. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive that fire to deal with the forces of darkness, principalities, and powers, to dissolve, to dismantle, to decimate by the fire of the Spirit. I receive fresh fire and power to deal with them now. Receive the fire. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Deal with the fire, the powers of hell. Deal with the forces of darkness. Deal with the agenda of wickedness. Pray the Spirit. Pray by fire. Pray. With fire, pray. With fire, pray. Lift your voice, pray. Irrigate Tito Layada. Ito Sada, Lara Dagalada Hari. Lava Baragadigalada, Fatora Dagalada Hari. Raga di galaga 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 di Ratasaka Peterson, I got a little bit of a lot of the Pray. He can say Kiki, Lipe Perodiana. Raga Lagadi Gavaga, 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 Lagadi destroy and dismantle every agenda of hell, every altar of darkness, every work of diabolism, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every work of witchcraft. Pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Ragadi Galagadi 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 Galagad Pray. Let us at Kalavada Brahuraya. Ratasata Parakasakala. Open your mouth and pray. 24 seconds more. It's a power. In Jesus' precious name, say the loudest amen. Say the Lord must say amen. Lift up your hands. Something is happening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. I see altars set on fire. Unclean spirits losing their grip on their victims. I see divers. Divine visitation encounters. It's confirming. The power of hell does not have a grip over your life. Is the answer.
control free. There is no one else like you.
Take your hands.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else. You.
Put your hands everywhere you are and receive what Jehovah has for you tonight. Gift packages are here. Some is spiritual gift things like the apostolic, prophetic, healing, deliverance, teaching, financial giftings, some is the healing you are looking for, that spare power, that the children you are trusting God for. Some, it is fresh spiritual fire. Some, you are trusting God for the unveiling of a mystery, a divine direction, a clarity of direction on which way to go. It is coming right now. Lift your hands. Some are, it's bodily healing, physical healing and deliverance. Whatever it is, when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you scream, I receive. Place your hand on yourself. I pray again in the spirit for 1 minute. Receive what God is giving you. Receive what heaven has brought. Receive the supply and the help of God. Father, let it be released. What you have for your children, let it be released right now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I It is done.
Amen.
It is released.
Amen.
Lift your